Politics, a section of MCAs from Garissa have condemned death, violence and destruction of property that have been witnessed across the country since the demonstrations organized by the Gen Zs started nearly 2 months ago. Addressing the press at the County Assembly compound, the MCAs led by Deputy Speaker Mustafa Abdirashid said that the President had responded swiftly to most of the remands raised by the protesters, saying that President Ruto should be given time to govern the country. Dadaab Ward MCA Muhammad Abdi Farah said that the President's swift action indicates a willingness to address the issues at hand, reiterating the need to allow him time and space to do that. "We therefore beseech our youngsters to dialogue and reflect on the importance of stability and order in our great nation. We all know that there is no pride in violence. We therefore call on the Gen Zs to reflect on their actions and allow the country to calm," he said. Farah, who is the House Majority Leader, said that the President has shown his commitment to implementing concerns raised by Kenyans, among them dismissing his cabinet, rejecting the finance bill, his decision not to employ the CAS, among others. "We therefore request the immediate cessation of these protests because they have proved to be counterproductive. Lives have been lost and property worth millions lost. Surely this is not what we want to see and witness as a country," the MCA said. "We understand that these demonstrations are fueled by a variety of concerns and frustrations. However, we must approach this period with respect to the constitution and the democratic process that guide our nation," he added. Zamzam Muhammad, a nominated MCA, said that while they sympathize with the demonstrators, who are mostly young people, the manner in which they have gone about carrying out their demonstrations has gone overboard. "From where I sit, I personally feel that the concerns of Gen Zs are valid. But truth be told, the present have also climbed down and accepted to not only dialogue but also accept some of the demands. So I think it is time that we move forward as a country and build it together," she said. The demonstrations that were initially focused on the rejection of the country's 2024 finance bill, attention has since shifted to removal of President William Ruto from office. The demonstrations that started peacefully have since been infiltrated by goons out to loot and destroy property. Unlike other parts of the country that witnessed a wave of demonstrations, the three counties of Northeastern have remained calm with no single incident. Last week, veteran politician Hussein Muhammad appealed to the youth and other Kenyans to end protests and accept dialogue with the government. Muhammad, who was MP for Dujis, now Garissa Township, for 30 years, called on President William Ruto to listen to the young people, as he would lose nothing by doing so. Speaking at his Garissa residence, the retired politician said even though the constitution is clear on the right to demonstrate and picket, having peaceful protests is not possible since goons always take advantage of the situation to start looting and destroying people's property.